Jacob's World from Overnight Skate Central. I'm here to talk about a very, very special thing that I went with my dad. We went to the Dine-In Theaters movie and we're just leaving. I just wanted to tell you that we were seeing The Lorax, and The Lorax is what some of the students in my class are going to see The Lorax this week. I hope they enjoy it. We're just leaving from the movies to pick up David, and then we'll pick up my mom, go home, take a shower, and then I'll get dressed, and then I'll go to bed. And Saturday morning is also a special, special day. I am seeing a play that my daddy was in.
Which is when Saturday night you're
going to
see the play.
Saturday night I'm going to see the play. Thanks, going, Daddy. I loved it. My favorite part at the very, very end.
Don't tell too much about the movie, because some people, you don't ruin it, you know?
Alright. I noticed that some of you haven't seen the movie, and this is the day it came out. Teddy's the guy who goes to... What's that guy's name?
The Onester? I think his name is the Onester.
The Onester, who talked about the story, how he cut down a tree, and then the Lorax came out and said, and said, hey, you cut down this tree. And when his whole family came, his two guys, like the two things, are twins, and they're both twins, they're both boy twins. They kept chopping down the tree until the last tree, the Lorax and him, saw last tree get cut down. That was very sad. And I liked it so, so, so much, so much, so much that they tried to stop. O'Hare was the bad guy. He wanted that little seed. So he got destroyed to make it a happy ending. The Dine-In Theater has all sorts of tables, and you can get dinner there. We're taking some dinner home because I didn't finish it, so I had snack, so I can bring it home and eat it tomorrow night.
What'd you have for dinner?
I had a hamburger without cheese, had lettuce and tomatoes, and a burger, and with French fries that had ketchup. And now we're on the road. It's a good busy night in New Jersey.
What about for dessert? What did you have for dessert?
Oh, I had popcorn and vanilla ice cream with chocolate syrup. And I wanted them to get me chocolate, but there wasn't any chocolate. So I decided to have vanilla with chocolate syrup. It's very, very late. It's not my bedtime yet.
Nope, not your bedtime yet.
Wow.
You went to an early movie.
The movie started at 4:40. So, it's not my bedtime yet. My bedtime is really, really a little late. It's at 7:30. Mm-hmm. And I loved it. I didn't know Lorax was coming out in March 2, and wait. So, and Journey 2 came out in February. February 20th, I think.
Might be right.
Wait.
Maybe right before your birthday, so.
Maybe it must.
Movies usually come out on a Friday, so your birthday was on a Thursday. So it was either February 17th or.
Ooh,
February. February 10th.
February 10th? I think February 20th. I think February 20th is when it came out. I thought I would see the Lorax first and then Journey 2, but got around. First I saw Journey 2 and then I saw the Lorax. How funny is it? I thought it was the other way around. I thought the Lorax would come out in February 20th, and I thought Journey 2 would come out in March 2 today. But other way around, Lorax today, Lorax just now, and Journey 2, February 20th. So, when we went to go see Journey 2 in the dine-in theater, just like we went to go see Lorax in the dine-in theater, the same dine-in theater, it was sold out. So we had to talk to Mr. Movie Found about where to go. We went to the same place that we went to go see the Phantom Menace. Yeah, Clifton Commons. That's where we saw the Phantom Menace. First, Phantom Menace, then Journey 2, then Lorax.
What did you think of those other movies? What do you think of Phantom Menace?
I think I liked it a little tiny because Jar Jar Binks is silly. Very, very, very silly.
So you like the movie for Jar Jar Binks?
Jar Jar Binks was very, very silly.
Most people don't like the movie because of Jar Jar Binks.
Why?
Well, most people, because Jar Jar Binks is too silly. People think he's too silly for Star Wars.
Oh. And back to talking about the Lorax.
Oh, okay. You didn't want to talk about Journey 2?
Oh, yeah. It was awesome. And funny. It's very, very funny. Here, I'll tell you why. The Phantom Menace, all three movies that I saw on the weekends were very, very funny. Journey 2, when the papa stepped 1 foot on an egg, he was like, it was cracking and he was like, whoa! And he fell in. And he saw the baby snake, baby lizard. The baby big lizard. It's bigger than all of them. And I like that part very, very much. Well, the part when they were walking on, my daddy said, uh-oh. And I was like, Daddy, why'd you say uh-oh? And then he said, because those are not eggs. Those are not rocks that they're walking on. And then I was Then I asked him, so what are they? And then he explained, they're eggs. And then, so they were big, like huge animals. Huge animals from that jungle. From that mystery island. I like the part when Sean and the stepdad go to that beach, that kind of beach before they went to Mystery Islands to catch up with the thunderstorm. The mom wasn't there. As soon as the papa saw them, he was like, hey, what are you doing here? And they replied, I don't know. Wait, come over here. Wanna see my helicopter? Whoa. And then he was like, wanna see it started? Opens up. That was so funny. So, now I wanna talk to you about my six favorite movies. Seven now. My first one, Little Shop of Horror, is very, very funny and scary, both at the same time. It's better than Gremlins, and it's better than E.T. My favorite part is when Wolf looked down at the land, and he was like, what the blank is this? And then the plant, like, munched down his head. So, second, The Incredibles. I like it because it's funny too, also. It's, my favorite part is when, The line I like is when Mr. Incredible put his head out the door and said to his wife, how are you doing out there, honey? And then she was like, don't have to answer. Yeah, I like that part. And wow, this thing was cool. This part is when Dad was running on water. That was epic. So, third, the Mighty Morphin Power Rangers! I like it. At the beginning. Very, very, very beginning. I like the part when they jump off the airplane and do cool tricks as they were in the sky. Yeah, it's my favorite part. Fourth, Big Top Pee Wee. I like it because, there was like, at the end, Pee was like, wee, I'm at the circus, wee, yeah, that was super duper funny. Number five. We're the Spaceballs! Spaceballs. I like it because it's funny too. When the dudes of yogurt was leading them to yogurt's house, and they were like singing like dink ding dink ding 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 dink 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 ding 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 dink. Yeah, that's super funny. Oh, number 6. The Smurfs! I like it because it's funny also. I like it because when the hairdryer blew Clumsy down into the toilet and she was trying to get up from the toilet paper, he rushed down into the toilet and covered himself up with the toilet paper. Yeah, that's super funny. Seventh one. We already talked about those two movies now. The Lorax and Journey 2. We're almost at Carol's house to pick up David. And then we will pick up my mom. So, have an early break, everyone. Back to the recording. We just picked up David and Mommy. Mommy, do you want to say hi?
Hi.
That was my mom. He just said hi, and David's asleep. I think, well, he's still asleep. My daddy's driving. Now, we already did the two sentences that I did for The Incredibles, so only two things that I liked from The Incredibles. Now my other two things from the rest of the movies, Little Shop, Mighty Morphin Power Rangers, Big Top Pee Wee, Spaceballs, and the Smurfs. Little Shop, another one. My favorite line is when the plant said, "Don't do me no favors." That was a little more that was a little more after supper time. After the part that he just said for the first time. Second, from Power Rangers, Mighty Morphin Power Rangers, when they got the great power, that was the happy part, somewhere at the end. The last part is when they defeat Ivan Ooze. That's my favorite part, was when they got the great power. That's a cool part. Big Top Pee Wee. Second thing is when Winnie saw everything what Pee Wee was. He was looking at Pee Wee with Gina, and the first woman he could be with was Winnie. He had lunch with her at the beginning, and then a boy led him to Gina the day after. So he was with Gina all that time, and until Winnie saw that he treated to like Gina better than Winnie. Whoa! Epic part. Okay, Spaceballs at the very, very beginning. Wait. Part that I just said for the first memo, is what in the middle. Here's at the beginning. My favorite line is when Dark Helmet said, "What? You bent over my helmet?" Yeah, That was at the very, very beginning. That was very, very funny. So now, last one, Smurfs. You'll laugh at this part. When Gusty tried to struggle into the air blow, the boom thing, he was like, boom! Right up to the top without using the elevator. He was down, but he shoot himself up to the top, to the second line. Yeah, it was very, very funny. Anyhow, I'll talk to you a bit in Memo 3. Hello, Memo 3. I am here to talk about this new movie. It's Star Wars, but it's Lego. Lego Star Wars, The Padawan Menace. There, Han Solo, but this time he's only a kid, so we call him Young Han Solo. So, Memo 3. The Padawan Menace is Lego. You see the same thing, but it's Lego. And you see the same people from episode 2 of the real Star Wars when Yoda was creating them in one of the chapters. It's called Yoda and the Younglings. And the Padawans are just like that. You see Yoda and the Padawans first, then Young Han Solo comes, and then he catches up with the Padawan, takes off his hair and put it on the hook, takes your Padawan hat and press some buttons, and then catches up with him, and then he says, "It's awesome." It's so funny. Let's talk about the rest. Memo 3, the third thing that has to do with something funny from my favorite movies. And let's first, Little Shop of Horrors. The third thing that's funny. That when the plant says, "Bring off the meat," he says it 2 times, and he says it at the middle and the end. That's really funny. Second, Big Top Pee Wee. Second thing and third thing. Oh yeah, only third thing. You gotta get every single animal from that farm into the shed for the storm. And then you went lantern. You got all the dogs and pigs and cats and all kinds of stuff out of the barn and into the attic. Actually, the basement. So, we've got now Mighty Morphin Power Rangers. Third thing, this is so funny. Super duper funny that you laugh. It's what Ivan who said at the beginning. How can you ever repay me? It says it at the beginning. So funny. So funny that there's something even more funnier. Like Spaceballs. Third thing that's funny. This is so funny that I laugh, really. I like the part when Narcami was playing with his dolls in the middle. It's like he's talking like Barf when he was acting like the Barf toy, and he's like, "Hey, what did you do to my big friend?" And then he acted out like his toy. "The same thing I'm going to you, big boy." And then he went over to that, and then went over to the toy jar and said, "And you." "No." And then he said, and then his toy said, "No, Princess Festival, you will be mine." Yeah. So, Miss Merce, it's funny that you have to say. At the very, very end, even in the credits, in the part where when Azrael licks him and he sees the camera and says, "What are you looking at?" And then he waves his wand at the audience. Yeah, even that was even in the credits. So that's it for now. Okay, I'm done recording.